Good morning, everyone. Welcome to morning prayers. My name is Mark for the online viewers. I've been here on community for 5 months, and today I'll be leading it. Before we start, I've just got some amazing pictures that I want to show you. There's a photographer on community that takes a lot of these pictures around Scargill and around some of the walks that she goes on, and I just think it's beautiful, the things that she does. So quickly, I want to share it, if possible. Quick little slideshow of that. Quite that one, but yeah. This is some of the pictures she's been taking. So I've been on community for a few months now, from Romania originally. Just some beautiful pictures of what she's been taking around here. That was early in the year when it was nice and snowy and wet. These are some of the pictures here. The beautiful skies around. This is in Whitby. I went to Whitby recently and with my friend Luke, and there was beautiful skies, beautiful scenery. Beautiful things here. Yeah, some more pink skies. And so it's beautiful. Yeah, so that doesn't really have anything to do with what I'm speaking about, but I just thought I'd share that anyways. I thought it was quite interesting. So move on to the actual things that I'm going to be talking about and some of the scripture that we're going to go through. So I think we'll start off with the liturgy, going through that. As you want to take a look, first few slides, the opening sentences. It should be on the PowerPoint as well, I think. Let's just start. That's fine, no problem. You have looked deep into my heart, Lord, and you know all about me. You know when I'm resting or when I'm working, and from heaven you discover my thoughts. Before I even speak a word, you know what I will say, and with your powerful arm you protect me from every side. Father, we sit before you this morning, knowing before we call, you will answer. While we are speaking, you will hear. Whenever we fall, you are there to catch us. You uphold us in your righteous right hand. Lord, we will not fear or be dismayed, for you are with us, and you are our God. We say the renewal of faith together. Jesus, help us to become sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Show us what is impossible with men is possible with you. Remind us that even if we do not see you, we believe in you. Help us to remain confident that one day we will see the kingdom of God. Amen. Just going to have just going to read the passage from Philippians 1:18-26 in your chapel Bible. That is page 1178, if you'd like to turn to that. If not, it should be on the screen. Starts here. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage, so that as now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain, and that I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your boasting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me. Just going to go through some interesting facts, things that I, my first impressions, ostensibly, of after seeing this passage, looked it up and saw that Paul was imprisoned for preaching about the Christ, and he was facing his likely demise of being executed for preaching about the risen Christ. At first, I would thought he'd be quite frustrated being cooped up in a confined cell and not knowing what will happen to him, and feeling like his labor was in vain. But we see that Paul was not overly frustrated. Despite the constraints of the prison cell and the likelihood of his subsequent demise, he reasoned that either outcome of death or living would still showcase God's faithfulness. I love the Philippians because it shows that the whole book really showcases God's showcases about being thankful and the virtue of being thankful, whatever the circumstance. And that's something that can we can adopt as well, even if we're not faced with the same peril that Paul was faced here, and the difficulties that he had. He was assured that whether in life or death, his vessel would exalt Christ and that he wouldn't be ashamed. I just love his train of thought that says that if he is to go on living, he would live for fruitful labor, that he'd live for Christ and live on for the gospel. But if he was to die, then he'd go to heaven. So either outcome for him would be fine, and he was okay with that. He was assured that the people were galvanized into action of hearing him in chains for the gospel. And he was assured that even the prison guards and the people near him would know about Jesus, and that his imprisonment did not thwart the gospel's advancement. And I think that's... I find it incredible how he was able to bear fruit even when he was in the prison. He was able to still have the patience, the peace of mind, to realize that it's whatever the outcome, it's fine. I love the part about him saying that it would work out for his deliverance no matter what would happen. God's provision of the Spirit of Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. And I love, I sort of note that the deliverance that Paul had in mind here was not necessarily to be released from the incarceration, but perhaps his deliverance to heaven and to afterlife and to having being with Jesus at the end of that. So thought that was really interesting. I'd love to go through some prayer points on the next slide about this, just to pray over this. If you could play the song, we'll just have a little moment as we think about this. I love the fact that Jesus gives, I pray, Jesus, that you can help us to give us strength to endure difficult times. Though we may all be faced with different grievances, troubles, we know that our all-sufficient God will provide what we need. I pray that you can give us the courage to ask for your gracious provision, the Spirit to help sustain us in our time of need. Though we may not be faced with imminent peril as Paul was, help us to rely on you during the time of testing. Help us to have hearts of thanksgiving and praise, as this book is all about. Let us continue to give God thanks, for we were created to give glory to him. Help us to have a positive, refined outlook on our troubles and circumstances, to to see things in the light of everything that you have done will do for us. Thank you for sustaining the Apostle Paul, giving him the peace. I pray that you can give us peace in our grievances and to know something greater, more mystical, more profound, to know that peace that surpasses understanding in our times of need. And lastly, we pray for those who are actually working in fear of persecution and being in peril. We pray for missionaries and Christians in other countries. Those we know those we know little about, who put their lives in jeopardy for the gospel's sake. Help them to know the same life-giving spirit as Paul had, which exclaimed, "To live is Christ and to die is gain." Help them to know the fruitful labor of living for Christ and the promise of everlasting life beyond the grave. We could have a short time of meditation with a song, just to have some quiet time of reflection. I play the song Not Even Now by Alyssa Turner. We'll say the final parts of the liturgy. So if you want to repeat the words in bold again. Come Holy Spirit to dwell in this place. Come and break down our walls. Come Holy Spirit, we join the dance. We'll finish off just with the closing prayers if we've already done the prayers, and we'll say this one together. I know not what this day will bring, but make me ready for whatever it may be. If I am to stand, help me stand bravely. If I am to sit, help me sit quietly. If I am to achieve, help me do so humbly. If I am to fall, Father, help me. Make these words more than words, and give me the spirit of Jesus. Amen. Amazing. Thank you all for coming. There'll be some cooked breakfast downstairs for you all to enjoy. Today we have hash browns, sausages, beans, and scrambled eggs. And I hope you all enjoy.